Mike to the Ben. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I'll never forget that day when Christ Jesus came into my life, cleansed me from my sin, gave me his peace and his joy. I was just a young lad, but I'll never forget that day when Jesus washed my sins away. It was a happy day, even as the old song says, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Well, beloved, it's the greatest thing in the world to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, there are so many people who have a religion but do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Even here in the United States of America, where we have many churches, there are many people that are church members and have religion, but not a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way of salvation. Emotions cannot save you. Doing the best you cannot save you. Feeling good cannot save you. I remember the testimony of my own mother, how that one morning she got up and was feeling wonderful, and she went in and told her mom, she said, it's such a beautiful day, and said, oh, I'm just so happy today. I just feel so wonderful. And her mother said to her, then you've been saved. Then you've received Christ as your Savior, and that's why you're so happy. And so for many years, my mother depended on that for her salvation. That emotion that she had had that day. And it wasn't until years later in studying the Word of God, when she was married to my dad and he was pastoring a church, that she realized that she had never been really born again, that she had been trusting in an emotional experience, that she hadn't truly opened her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so she confessed Christ as her Savior, invited him to come into her life, and was baptized. Because baptism is a picture, it is an act of identification whereby an individual is proclaiming to those who watch the baptismal service, I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have accepted him as my Savior. I have been born again. You see, beloved, baptism cannot save you. Going through that ceremony cannot save you. There's many people who are depending upon their baptism to save them. My second son, was baptized twice before he accepted the Lord as his Savior. He thought he was saved, but one day, on board ship, he was in the Navy, and he was laying in his bunk and is reading a book that I had sent to him, a book about a man and about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And he said he realized, said that book was just describing him and his experiences and his walk through life. And he said he suddenly realized he had never truly invited Christ Jesus to come into his life. And he said right there on the bunk, he cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave, and I invite you to come into my heart. And Jesus did. Jesus will hear that prayer, that cry from a heart that's repentant and willing to turn from their sin to follow him. And beloved, believe you me, it didn't take a lot of convincing for the rest of the family, because my son was a changed man. The whole family commented, have you seen the change in Timothy? He's different from what he used to be. Oh, beloved, when you receive Jesus into your heart, you become a new person. The part of you that changes is your spirit, for that's where the Holy Spirit comes in to dwell. You remember Jesus said in speaking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, when Jesus told him, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical birth. Because Nicodemus was thinking about physical birth when Jesus said, you must be born again. He was thinking in terms of the physical. We humans put so much emphasis on the physical, but God emphasizes the spiritual part of man. And so Jesus said, I'm not talking about the physical. That which is born of the flesh is physical, but that which is born of the Spirit is spiritual. It's the spiritual part of man that's born again by the Holy Spirit of God. And he comes into our spirit to indwell our spirit as God's guarantee of our salvation. Ephesians chapter 1 makes that clear. And I know I'm taking a little side trip here today, but I want us to consider that quickly here. In Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 13, in whom, and he's speaking about in Christ, ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. What is the gospel? 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that it's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Not just believing that Christ died for our sin, but believing that he was buried and that he arose from the grave. That's the gospel. It includes the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. There's many people who'd believe that Christ died on the cross. And you may have seen some crosses with a figure hanging on the cross. Beloved, that's only part of salvation. Salvation was completed by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why an empty cross is a better symbol of salvation, because Christ was buried and arose from the grave, victor over death, hell, and the grave, and he lives today. And so, beloved, we see that believing in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, asking him to come into our life, into our spirit, to forgive us for our sin, to give us his gift of salvation and eternal life. This is where the transformation takes place, because the Scripture tells us here, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, in Christ also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. when we put our faith and trust in Christ and truly believe in Him and accept Him as our Savior, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to do that work of salvation and to guarantee our salvation. Ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit seals us, that is, He guarantees our salvation, and He indwells the believer. That's what 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You see, beloved, our body belongs to the Lord after we accept Him as Savior. It's not ours to do with as we desire to do. It's His to use for His glory. Our spirit belongs to Him. That's what that scripture tells us, that it belongs to Him. Know ye not that your body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit? And shall I take the temple of God and abuse it and use it and join it to a prostitute? Certainly not. Of course not. This is God's body. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. It belongs to the living God. He paid the price to redeem and save me from my sin. And so the body and the spirit belongs to Him. The soul is who you are. That's your temperament. That's your personality. That's the thinking part of your mind, your emotions, and your will. That's the soul of man. And thus, when we accept Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit. And this body is simply the earth suit that our spirit and soul dwell in until the day that God calls us home. And then to leave this old body is not a terrible and awful thing. It's simply a moving day when the believer moves out of this body into the present of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul said, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And so, beloved, the joy of our salvation, knowing that we're saved and born again. And I trust you have that assurance and know that you are God's child. Till next time, goodbye.